This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load, hour number two. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So then, Joe Asterisk Biden, his polling is in free fall. And the good news is that there's still plenty of room for him to fall, for him to continue to fall. And we should celebrate his failure and laugh at the rapidly disintegrating leftist coalition fighting over the smoldering ruins of his shattered dreams. Here's the thing. Leftism sucks. It never works. Except for the few at the top pulling the strings and skimming the cash. And for the rest, it's always a disaster. And it always slides down the slippery slope until it reaches Venezuela. That's problematic. Last week, the Biden jobs report was feeble as Biden is himself. Now the unemployment rate went down to 4.8%, which sounds good, but as those of us who know math understand, when you take people who are content to sit home on their Schumers, collecting welfare and living off of government cheese out of the employment pool, then the percentage of unemployed drops because nobody, you know, you got less people looking for a job. Who knows where it would be if we cut off the spigot and these sponges had to get off their mom's sofas and look for jobs. Probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 10% plus. Maybe. Who knows? Off of our coasts right now, we have hundreds of ships with hundreds of thousands of containers that are sitting waiting in the oceans to be unloaded. Thanks to the COVID overreactions and the employee shortage calls by the Democrats paying people to be deadbeats, we're going to hit a major commodities crunch in the near future. Right now, the Transportation Secretary, Pete Buttigieg, is wrapped up in his postpartum activities on paternity leave and can't do his job, I guess. And I assume it's all DeSantis' fault somehow. And, you know, they're telling us inflation's coming. It's here. I like steak. When I go to buy steak, it's, like $49 a pound? And, I'm looking at beef. I'm not looking at platinum. Filled up my car, which I just had gotten. I knew when I got it that it wasn't going to be cheap to fill it up. $76. That was awesome. And with the Democrats insisting on spending like $5 trillion on the magic beans that they call infrastructure, we're going to see inflation get worse and worse. And I guess it's all DeSantis' fault, too. Then there's the foreign policy disasters underway to consider. Afghanistan, back in the 7th century, thanks to Biden and his hack generals. And we still got Americans trapped there, even though the regime media has moved on faster than Brian Stelter, who is still a potato. Iran will get the bomb. Biden's clown car will be focused on stopping Israel from stopping the mullahs. And China's going to nab Taiwan. It's been sending flights of jets into Taiwanese airspace, demonstrating that it's not afraid of the commander in Krusty. And the only thing we'll do about it will be that we will be humiliated. That's it. That's all. Worse, stupid Joe, who is very, very stupid, might try to do something and will end up with a carrier at the bottom of the ocean. In totally unrelated news, the Naval Academy recently had a speaker come and explain to our future admirals about the dangers of whiteness while in the Pacific. And one of our nuclear subs ran into something. Defeat, ahoy. Then there's COVID, which I seem to remember was going to be gone through the power of Trump's vaccine and magic, thanks to Biden. And lo and behold, more people seem to have cacked since he took over in the wake of the world's lamest insurrection than during evil Donald Trump's reign. No end of masks in sight. And as more people get vaccinated, the left is increasing its fascist insistence that those who hashtag resist forced injections conform. Fauci's still running his lie hole, and the left never wants this crisis to end. South of the border, which doesn't actually exist now, hundreds of thousands of third world peasants are headed north for the free stuff. And the media can't hide the tsunami, and it's already cost the Democrats formerly deep blue South Texas. Some smart Democrats are panicking because they're seeing Hispanics going Republican, largely over the border, and how the Democrats keep saying that men can get pregnant, which is something that sensible Hispanics cannot deal with. A Latinx equals ex-Democrat. And then there's CRT, and that's inflaming housewives across the country, including some of the liberal, frigid ones, whose terrible election choices helped create the problem in the first place. But all the left, you know, being a leftist is fine until young Caden comes home and announces that mommy is racist and that some men can be mommies and Z wants to be one too. So basically, everything is terrible for Biden and that is good for us. We're going to cream them next year. And no, election fraud is not going to save them. Remember that the election fraud was centered around six big blue cities, and it was made possible because the stupid GOP leadership utterly failed to get lawyers in long before the election to fight the Democrat-sponsored lawsuits changing how we voted. Everywhere else, we did great, and if Rona McDaniel spends some of that huge pile of cash, she got to protect election integrity on election integrity starting now, not the day after the election like last time, we can nip a bunch of the problems in the bud. Further, a lot of Republican legislatures are doing the right thing and gerrymandering the hell out of the red states. And it's important to maximize Republican seats at the expense of leftist voters. I know this because Democrats are in the process of maximizing Democrat seats at the expense of conservative voters in blue states. Florida should give us a bunch of new seats all by itself, and this time DeSantis can take the blame, which is actually the credit. And then the out-of-power party typically loses seats in a midterm, and here Pelosi only has a few seats to lose to begin with, so we have a huge structural advantage even before they start screwing up the country even more. A lot of people that I know that are in the politics business are slobbering over next year. They think we're going to wipe them out, and that makes me smile. So be happy, because Biden would be really, really sad right now if he wasn't a demented old weirdo who has no idea what a shift show his administration has become. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, and, you know, let's talk about what happens and why this becomes, it's interesting to me what happens when leftism is all you got in place. Now, in California, especially Los Angeles, that's all you got. That's all you got is leftism. You got left. Right now, you can watch California and you can figure on watching crime go up because they're about to create an inner city situation there. And we'll talk about that another time. But this is sort of a soft thing. This is one of those things where you look at it and you're like, hey, Bill, this is not combat. This is not gun self-defense. But this is what happens in the vacuum when corruption and greed is allowed to run rampant. And this is why leftism can't work. Now, they love to talk about the greed and the equity, but they never seem to notice the phenomenal growth in the one-party rule of their blue cities. And this is about Los Angeles, and this is coming from the New York Post, which makes me interested as to how they found out about this. I guess they have some good news, some reporters actually there. A L.A. City Council member and the former dean of the University of Southern California School of Social Work were indicted Wednesday in connection with a scheme in which the politician allegedly promised to steer lucrative contracts to the school if it gave his son a scholarship and a professorship. Now, we just heard about this with Lori Loughlin and her daughters, how, you know, somebody paid and bribed to get their kids into school. And I mean, but these people are considerably older than Lori Loughlin and her daughters combined. Councilmember Mark Ridley Thomas, 66, and Marilyn Louise Flynn, 83, were expected to be arraigned in the coming days on charges of conspiracy, bribery, honest services mail fraud, and honest services wire fraud. And they face decades in prison if convicted of all charges. Acting U.S. Attorney Tracy L. Wilkerson said in a statement, "This indictment charges a seasoned lawmaker who allegedly abused the public's trust by taking official actions to benefit his family member and himself. The corrupt activities alleged in the indictment were facilitated by a major university's high-ranking administrator whose desire for funding apparently trumped notions of integrity and foul play." And this is interesting because Ridley Thomas was no two-bit politician in L.A. He was a powerful county supervisor for many years before moving into his current slot at the L.A. City Council. And both positions pay much more than any federal position supposedly above them, which is likely why a lot of Democrat federal elected officials like former Representatives Janice Hahn and Hilda Solis, to take two examples, have moved back into L.A. blue city politics, in their cases as county supervisors following careers in the House. And L.A. county supervisor makes $214,601 a year, plus gargantuan benefits. A lowly congressional representative only makes $174,000 a year, along with the benefits. Some jobs pay better than others. On paper, at least, Ridley Thomas took home $224,000 along with the benefits. And apparently that wasn't enough. In what's been called a political earthquake, it turns out he was caught taking at least one bribe that we know of, according to the FBI indictment, from the new former dean of the University of South Carolina's, Southern California School of Social Work, Marilyn Louise Flynn. His price was steep, $100,000 plus admission with full scholarship to the school for his worthless son, who was being drummed out of the state assembly for sex harassment, complete with a professorship at the university afterward. It's actually not known if he completed that degree on that full scholarship, according to news reports, but it's well known that university professorships are convenient dumping grounds for wokester leftists who ought to be pariahs. This little fellow did pretty good for himself at the University of Texas, as did Hunter Biden, another disgraced junior who taught at Tulane University. So did Ridley Thomas's handsy son. And in return, Ridley Thomas would kick over city contracts to the school instead of hold fair competitions for them with the private sector. Are you thinking there was some rigging? Well, there was a lot of rigging. If the dean was doing this for the school instead of for herself, then others above her may be involved. Meanwhile, Ridley Thomas has a Ph.D. in ethics from the University of Southern California. It almost sounds like his involvement with the school in these profitable ways he likes might just go a little further than his paycheck with the dean. And Ridley Thomas is the third L.A. County, L.A. city politician to go down with the Titanic. Other big daddy council members, Jose Huizar and Mitch Englander, were indicted on comparable corruption charges in the last few years. It's almost as we, you know, we just now just wait for the rest of them to get it. So, Peter Schweitzer, in his latest book, Profiles in Corruption, Abuse of Power by America's Progressive Elite, lists L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti as one of his eight, along with the Biden family mafia, Kamala Harris, and Bernie Sanders, so it could easily go as far as Garcetti. And what's more, this information about Ridley Thomas was already pretty well known. The L.A. Times exposed some of the activity around the worthless son 3 years ago. So a big part of the problem is all the cash sloshing around in the blue cities as the congressional Democrats ramped up their stimulus packages. These date to the Obama era and involve huge cash transfers to the big blue cities. Academia got their fair share of the cash, too. This is what happens when you're spending somebody else's money. That's what happens when you're spending somebody else's money. Eventually you get caught. Especially when you're breaking the law. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is pushing his social spending program in Connecticut as Democrats battle over its cost.
Speaking at a Hartford, Connecticut child care center, Biden saying his Build Back Better plan will extend the child tax credit at a time when heating oil costs continue to rise. Biden adding these two infrastructure bills in Congress are vital for the United States to compete in the 21st century economy.
They're both bills. They're not about left versus right or anything else that pits one American against another. These bills, in my view, are literally about competitiveness versus complacency.
An FDA panel is giving the thumbs up to Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 booster shot. The panel unanimously voted to recommend the agency authorize the second dose for adults who have already gotten the first shot. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Chicago police officer Carlos Yanez Jr., who was shot back in August after pulling over a vehicle with expired license plates, left a local rehab facility on Thursday. His partner, Ella French, died from injuries she sustained from that shooting. Officer Yanez says the shooting isn't deterring him from being a police officer.
I really want to work with the community and be a difference, a positive difference, you know, and, it really is, you know, truly my honor.
Two men have been arrested and charged for the shooting. Gas prices are continuing their climb, surpassing $3.30 a gallon on Friday. That's according to the latest AAA survey, which shows the national average price for regular is up to $3.30.6 a gallon. That's nearly a penny higher than Thursday and $1.50 higher than gas was 1 year ago. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I can honestly tell you that I have never, ever in my life watched an entire episode of The View. I got better ways to waste my time than that. But occasionally, like all clocks, something happens. One such four-minute mini-discussion took place Tuesday. And I think this reveals that the gun grabbers have lost the battle for control of the narrative on gun ownership. Because gun ownership by Americans who happen to be black is rapidly expanding in the wake of the George Floyd riots and the demonization of police that has led to a spike in violent crime in most major cities. Joy Behar, of all people, introduced a segment on more black females buying guns, and a member of the panel, actress Sherry Shepherd, who was a former cast member and now is filling in for Meghan McCain, announced she had just purchased a 9mm gun. The audience laughed a bit nervously, but she elaborated that during the quarantine, she felt helpless, especially when a march was announced in her neighborhood. I would too, Sherry. She went on to explain that she received firearm safety training and she practices shooting with her girlfriends. And she purchased the gun, as did some other actresses with her, at one of two black-owned gun shops in California. And she felt empowered. In other words, she became a responsible gun owner. She did state that she keeps her gun in a drawer with her special toys, whatever that means, not locked up as it should be in a household with a child or her 16-year-old son, Jeffrey. Nobody commented on that one, of course, because that's just so funny, so witty. So funny, so witty. What followed revealed that the progressives are more or less giving up on gun control. Because there was no derision at all. The View is anti-gun central, but not this day. The next cast member to speak, Sonny Hostin, mentioned the dangers to family members, something that happens when gun owners are insufficiently trained, but mentioned white supremacy as the biggest domestic danger, according to the FBI, implicitly endorsing the notion that black people need to be able to defend themselves, especially against white people. Well, you need to be able to defend yourself against anybody who attacks you. White, black, plaid, it doesn't matter. Ms. Hostin stated that her black girlfriends are also getting guns. And then she mentioned Breonna Taylor and defending against radicals, which I guess that was white racist too. I kind of doubt that Ms. Shepherd was worried about KKK marches, but Hostin was searching for some way of avoiding attacking, you know, black criminals for owning guns and cast the trend as a reaction to white racism. But then here comes Joy Behar. And I mean, this was astounding. She cited the history of gun control as a means of keeping black, newly freed black people disarmed. And that is historically true in the South. When the armed wing of the Democrats, the KKK, terrorized black Americans and kept them segregated and subservient. But she claimed that in the 1960s, the NRA sought gun control as a means of keeping black people disarmed as racial tensions grew. She even predicted that now that that black Americans are buying firearms, we'll see more gun control efforts. I don't think she'll be joining the NRA anytime soon, but casting gun control as racist has got to please them. She also stated, if I got a gun, I'd shoot myself. I'd shoot myself in the foot. I'm such a klutz. So the fallback position seems to be that white racism is so dangerous that black Americans need to arm themselves, and it would be racist to stop them. But it's still dangerous to own guns. Well, whatever it takes to get you in my tent, once you join me, If I get to talk to you, or anybody like me gets to talk to you, we'll be welcoming you. Coming out of Minnesota, which Minnesota interests me a great deal because that's where my network is. We get they have the shot caller going on there. Now, you probably know already that a fully automatic weapon is the most restricted type of firearm in the nation. You can get one, but you have to jump through a lot of hoops. And it's basically everything the typical anti-Second Amendment zealot says they want for all firearms, and then some. And yet it doesn't seem to be doing a whole heck of a lot. And the question becomes, is there an issue with fully automatic weapons, or as they so quaintly call them, machine guns? Because the St. Paul Division of the ATF, which covers Minnesota, South Dakota, North Dakota, and western Wisconsin, has been embedded with police in Minneapolis and St. Paul this year because of the proliferation of gun violence, including illegal guns converted into automatic weapons, which is doable. ATF Special Agent in charge of the St. Paul Division, William McCrary, told 5 Eyewitness News nearly half of his agents are now intensely working with the Minneapolis and St. Paul Police Departments. Said, we're seeing a large increase in the number of firearms that we recovered that's been illegally converted to fire fully automatic. Usually these are handguns, but sometimes it is happening with other types of guns as well. And Minneapolis police records show that the first 9 months of 2021, more than 900 rounds of automatic gunfire has been detected using ShotSpotter technology. Shot caller, my bad. Which is up from just 42 rounds of automatic gunfire through the first 9 months of 2020. And then, of course, ShotSpotter, you know, it has issues. But it does suggest there's something going on in Minneapolis. And part of that is that police are so skittish to do anything, criminals are emboldened to see how much that they can get away with. And but they can actually do that with semi-automatic weapons just as easily. And these weapons being converted to full auto, however, is troubling. For one thing, a regular street cop isn't going to be able to match that rate of fire. Hopefully they have patrol rifles and not shotguns. Neither would a private citizen who may need to defend their life. See, this is why I carry a kit. But this is, you know, it's always going to be this way. Only the law-abiding follow gun control laws, follow, you know, gun laws. And it's a stupid argument. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud.
Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Right now, the conventional wisdom from the left is that COVID is the reason that shipping containers in the waters off California with no stevedores or truckers available to take care of them. Actually, most of these shipper container facilities are almost completely automated, except for the guys running the cranes. But the implication, of course, is that if people would stop being selfish and take the vaccines, the whole problem would magically vanish. And that's nonsense. The problem is that California's passed two laws, one for climate change and the other is a sop to the unions, that destroyed much of California's trucking industry. Then if you add in woes that are unique to the industry and COVID payments that discourage people from working, and Viola, what you get there is empty Christmas stockings. Stephen Green at PJ Media explains some of what's going on. As a preliminary matter, truckers are aging out of the job and new ones aren't coming along because federal law requires that truckers be at least 21. Kids who leave school at 17 or 18 get involved in other careers, leaving trucker shortfalls. Women don't offset that problem because, as is typical for most physically difficult jobs, it's not their thing. And those are long-term problems. The short-term problem, though, is that California's passed laws taking trucks off the road. And, carriers were domiciled in California with trucks older than 2011 models are using engines manufactured before 2010 because now they have to meet the board's new truck and bus regulation beginning in 2020. Otherwise, the vehicles will be blocked from registration with the state's DMV. The requirement is to purchase electric trucks, which do not exist. the EPA reached an agreement with the California Air Resource Board to shut down semi-tractor rigs that were non-compliant with new California emission standards. So, in effect, what this 2020 determination and settlement created was an inability of half the nation's truckers from picking up anything from the Port of L.A. or the Port of Long Beach. Virtually all private owner-operator trucks and half of the fleet trucks that are used for moving containers across the nation were shut out. Now, in an effort to offset the problem, transportation companies started using compliant trucks, which are low emission, to take the products to the California state line, where they can be transferred to non-compliant trucks who cannot enter California. But the scale of the problem creates an immediate bottleneck that builds over time. And it doesn't matter if the ports start working 24/7. As Biden says, that's going to be the way that this is the way we're going to fix it. They're only going to end up with even more containers waiting on a limited amount of available trucks. This is problem number one. Everything I just described is only problem number one. Problem number two is California's infamous AB5, the law that, as a sop to the Democrats' beloved unions, killed the gig economy. Traditionally, the ports have been served by owner-operators. California has now banned owner-operators under AB5. So just like the union longshoremen, union truckers work under a whole host of work rules that simply can't accommodate crisis conditions like the ones in L.A. By the way, the AB5 language is included in the Build Back Better bill in Congress. It's not enough that we have this in L.A. It's got to be everywhere. All this means that Biden's grandstanding about having the ports operate 24/7 isn't going to make any difference at all. The greenies and the unions killed the infrastructure to unload those ships with COVID restrictions and trucking restrictions and free money landing the coup de grace that led to this situation. Biden does have the emergency power to order those California laws in abeyance, but he's not going to do that. But, of course, the most serious underlying problem is that in a distant, wonderful past, America didn't need to rely on containers from Asia to fill her store shelves and Christmas stockings. America was a manufacturing dynamo that fulfilled American needs and still had enough left over for the rest of the world. And the things were well made. But we made a devil's bargain with communist China. And in a lot of places, we don't have a manufacturing sector at all, utterly dependent on China. And both the things we like and things we need. And Biden's inflationary politics and crackdown on fossil fuel means it would be virtually impossible for a renaissance in American manufacturing. Trump tried to stop this, but China owns a lot of American political and industrial class that the pushback shackled his presidency and pushed him out of the White House. It is a depressing scenario. But like all things leftist, those things often collide. While China kept Trump from doing what he tried to do, now they've got a problem if we can't get their products on the shore. In the meantime, in China right now, they are enduring a disastrous collapse in their real property sector. And when you couple this with the fact that they're such a, you know, we're their biggest client. And we can't get their stuff. China might be hurting as badly as we are, but, you know, how much good is that going to do? This is the problem with leftism. Leftism, wherever leftism is present, wherever it is used, and it's in this one party setup like it is in California, for example, this is what you get. This is what you have. No way around it. And they're trying to pass this law right now, which would bring, I mean, do you know what happens if we don't have trucks? If we don't have trucking? Everything that you like, everything that you buy, is because of trucking. It's only available because of trucking. And if that's taken away, if they impose this this AB5 stuff that we have here throughout the nation, and we've got to have nothing but electric trucks, well, that's going to be a gigantic, I can't say it on the air. I can't call it what it is. But it's going to be gigantic. You can take my word for it. Absolutely gigantic. So, yeah. This is, and you know, you notice Biden didn't tell us about that one little, is that a feature or is it a bug about the whole no more trucks? As we hurtle towards communism the way they want to run it. Can't transport nothing with electric trucks. The same thing when they get out there and say, the only gun you can have is a smart gun. There are no smart guns. There are none being manufactured today. So it's a ban. So they ban trucks in California. And this is why the Christmas stockings might be empty this Christmas. Coming up next, it's going to be Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.